Theater forms around the world have embraced puppetry for centuries, but in the West it has come to be regarded as a children's entertainment. That's how it seemed to Tom Lee when he began his journey to becoming a master puppeteer, but he's learned a great deal since then. His fascination with the Kuruma Ningyo style and his collaboration with Japanese master puppeteer Koryu Nishikawa have led to the creation of Tom's new show, Shank's Mare, now touring the islands. Tom talked with us about how his avocation took on a whole new meaning for him.
Often in the U.S. and in the West, people kind of associate puppetry with something that is for kids. It's something juvenile and maybe not serious.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've done my research, my studies, you really see that puppetry is actually a very profound and deep form, capable of a huge range of emotional power, from almost anything you can imagine.
And what led you on that journey? Because I suspect when you were a kid, you started off with children's puppets, the familiar ones that we know about. And what led you toward Japan?
Well, it actually was Hawaii that led me to kind of discover puppetry as the thing that I now practice as my art form. I was a 16-year-old kid in Mililani, and I went to a summer program on the Big Island,
mm-hmm.
and we did a Bunraku-style puppet show of Momotaro, the Peach Boy, and
uh-huh.
I played the left hand.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and I, you know, it was an amazing experience. I had no idea what it meant or that somebody could do that for a living, and my focus was much more on being an actor. But later, when I went to New York and I was working as an actor, performing, I was also doing work on the side as a stage carpenter and technician. And it was at that time that I began to work at La Mama Experimental Theater mm-hmm. in New York. And I began to see puppet artists working with puppetry in ways that I'd never seen before. It just blew my mind, the emotional content of what they were doing, both like really, really bawdy and profane, and also super emotional and deep. And one of these puppet artists said, "Hey, Tom, you're pretty good at this. Have you ever thought about making your own work?" And that's when it clicked for me, Chris. That's
yeah.
when I was like, wow, maybe there's a combination between my desire to perform and my desire to design and build things. Yeah, that's kind of where I got really serious about beginning to study Japanese puppetry and other forms of puppetry.
So you make your own puppets and create a character from that?
That's correct. I do many things in theater, and one of them is creating my own pieces. Shank's Mare that we're doing here on Oahu is one example.
Mm-hmm.
I also design puppets specifically for other people and direct the puppet movement. And I also perform as a puppeteer. I've done War Horse on Broadway, and this fall, after I return from Hawaii, I'll be performing at the Metropolitan Opera, doing the young boy in Madama Butterfly as a Bunraku-style puppet.
Because more and more artists and art forms are integrating puppetry in ways. I'm thinking of, Julie Taymor's work, for example, going back maybe 20, 30 years, but began to introduce objects like puppets into theater that hadn't seen that before.
Absolutely. You know, it's an incredibly evocative form, and people like go, wow, puppets. Wow, that's so cutting edge. That's so new. But you think about it, puppetry has been around for millennia, you know?
Quite a while,
almost,
yeah.
Almost every culture around the world has some form of puppet or mask theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the use of objects, the use of figures is so essential to our kind of belief in animating kind of inanimate objects as humans, I think. And so that's why I think it's a really effective and interesting form.
Because you project onto a figure, don't you, in theater. The idea is to give an inanimate object life.
Exactly. And, you know, you can think of a puppet in a way as a mirror. You know, it is fixed. It doesn't move. It doesn't have facial expressions, although sometimes there are, you know, eyes that can move and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's really the way the puppet moves that the viewer perceives as being filled with a particular emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see the figure bow its head and bring its hands to its eyes and tremble gently, you think, oh, he's crying or he's sad. The puppet's not crying. He's just a piece of wood. But you, the viewer, is inferring and projecting that emotion upon it. And that's why, Chris, it's so interesting, because the audience invests in an emotional way in a different way than you have with a live actor.
It's safe, in a way.
In a way, yeah. And in a way, the fourth wall that separates, you know, you want to believe that an actor is there in a situation, kind of operates in a different way, since you project what you think the puppet is thinking on it. And that's why it can be incredibly, incredibly effective and also really hard to pull off well.
Well, I would think for you as an actor, it makes you think of the importance of gesture, how the slightest nuance of a movement convey a powerful emotion if it's done right.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
The turn of a head, one eye half closed, anything like that, a tiny gesture, right?
Absolutely. And that's what you see in, I think, really amazing puppeteers. They're able to be full of life and also extremely precise in the way they tell stories through movement. And Koryu Nishikawa, the artist that we're working with, to see him perform is like a master class in just what you're talking about.
The form of puppetry that you've chosen, could you describe it for me a little bit?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to find out about this form, which is called Kuruma Ningyo, or cart puppetry, about 12 years ago when I first went to Japan to study traditional theater and puppetry on a NEA grant. And Kuruma Ningyo as a form is a relative of the Bunraku or San Ninzukai three-person manipulation puppetry form that most people are familiar with. But Kuruma Ningyo is basically a one-person puppetry form. The puppets are about the same size as those in Bunraku, but instead of them being operated by three operators, they're operated by a single puppeteer. And the puppeteer sits on a small rolling cart called a kuruma. He puts the puppet's feet between his toes, so as he walks, the puppet's feet move. And then in this remarkable series of mechanisms and manipulation, he holds the head, left hand, and right hand with both of his hands, and then is able to control all five points of this moving figure just by rolling about the stage and manipulating it.
Making you a performer as much as the puppet, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And also making a very direct one-to-one relationship between performer and puppet. Mm-hmm. You know, in Bunraku style, three people have to assume the identity of a single character. But in Kuruma Ningyo and other one-person forms like that, the performer has much more kind of freedom, agency to be able to perform the character kind of as a soloist. And that's, I think, one of the really, really powerful things about the form.
It really sounds as if you found something that's going to, into which you can grow for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. And I would say that, you know, this puppetry form is also one of the many, many things that I do within the world of puppetry. Koryu Nishikawa, who's the fifth generation master of Kuruma Ningyo, really opened my eyes to all there is out there in terms of Japanese puppetry, which I thought was only one thing when I first came to Japan. But also in Shank's Mare, you'll also see the use of other contemporary puppetry techniques. In fact, the scenography for the whole show is a elaborate miniature model, which is laid out in front of the stage and is tracked with a live feed video camera. And that video, which is all done live, kind of puppeteered live, forms the scenery behind which the play takes place. So the goal with the show is not only to showcase the traditional form, but also to talk about and explore where the form goes from here and how we can arrive in the contemporary moment and still honor these traditions, which are so influential.
Puppeteer and theater artist Tom Lee was on Molokai and Lanai this past week. The Shank's Mare tour continues at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday afternoon at 2. Tom will be performing at the Pearl City Cultural Center, then on October 4th at the UH Hilo Performing Arts Center, on October 6th at the Kahilu Theater. Get the details at the Conversation Facebook page.